finding a tenant, advertising for a tenant, Fair Trading Act 1986. The Fair Trading Act 1986 is designed primarily to protect the consumer. It prohibits certain conduct and practices in trade and provides for the disclosure of consumer information regarding to the supply of goods. No person shall in trade engage or conduct that is misleading or deceptive or is likely to mislead or deceive. Advertising a property. Any advertising of a property must be consistent with the Fair Trading Act 1986 and the Human Rights Act 1993. Misleading and deceptive content. Misrepresentation is a legal concept that relates to statements or actions made by one party that misleads or could mislead another party. An example of misleading and deceptive conduct may be stating that a rental property is close to transport links when in fact they are a considerable distance away from the rental property. False representation. False representation is a crime of obtaining money from somebody else by deceiving someone, especially by pretending that something is true when it is not. The term representation is used in reference to any express or implied statement made by one of the parties to a contact to another in regarding to a particular fact or circumstances or services that influence the consummation of the deal. We could say that misleading and deceptive conduct and false representation in property management is a false statement of or concealment of a material fact, either by words, actions, or silence, by an agent or official representative property manager on the basis of which someone is or could be induced to enter into an agreement. If a prospective tenant or tenants feels that they were misled by a property manager during the tenanting of a property, or the conduct was misleading or deceptive or led to false representation, misrepresentation, a property manager could be in breach of the Fair Trading Act, and it will be the property manager from whom compensation is sought, not the property owner. A property manager must ensure that they do not make any false statements representing the property. This may include the rental amount of the property, the location of the property, the suburb, the school zone, or location in relation to beach, shops, etc. The characteristics of the land, what the house is built of, age, condition of the house, view, contour of the land, etc. Whether the home has insulation, the existence of availability of facilities associated with the land, water, sewer, stormwater, electricity, gas, telephone, etc. Implying that the garage is legally able to be used as a bedroom. For example, an example of a false statement may be a statement in an advertisement that the rental is a three-bedroom home when the third bedroom cannot fit a standard single bed. This section highlights the importance of validating the listing information before the property is advertised. Human Rights Act 1993. Under Section 21 of the Human Rights Act 1993, it is illegal to discriminate against any person because of their age, if they are over 16, colour, disability, employment status, ethical beliefs, ethnic or national origins, family status, material status, marital status, political opinions, race, religious beliefs, sex or sexual orientation. These are prohibited grounds for discrimination. Under Section 53(1)(e), it is unlawful to advertise to tenants on the basis of a prohibited grounds of discrimination. As a property manager, you must ensure that the advertising material you publish meets the requirements of this Act. Your advertising can state that no pets are allowed, no smokers are allowed. It can state the number of occupants allowed. However, you cannot advertise for tenants of a particular marital status or employment status, for example. Advertising on Trade Me and the Pukeka website. All new licensees will need to ensure that you have established your Trade Me business account and have instructed Palace to set up the links to both websites. Before you place an ad on Trade Me or Pukeko Rental Managers, ensure you have the following. Decide on whether to have an open to show or individual showings. Check if the issues such as pet and smoking beforehand with the owner. Have an agreed price that the property should be listed for already. Find out from the owner what features of the property or local amenities can be included in the ad to create greater interest. The marketing photos from the property inspection are ready. Palace. Go to Palace and under Property List, select the property you wish to advertise and complete the following. Property sections. Ensure that the date available has been set, otherwise it will not publish on the Pukeko website. Publish section. The advertised rent is located in the Property tab. Complete the Publish details. Extended details, publish options. Publish entry, online publish address, critical, and advertising script. Image selection. Upload the images, the photos you want displayed with the property. To get them in the order you want, you need to rename as 1, 2, 3, etc. Add a graphic for meth-free if appropriate. Your advert on Trade Me can be managed in the More tab. Your property should now be advertised. It is advised to go to Trade Me and check the contact information has been transferred properly. Other advertising for rent signs. For rent signage is a cost-effective way of advertising that a property is available for rent. It is also good to promote the profile of the brand. It is highly recommended that screws shown below with a cordless drill are used to secure posts or to a wooden fence. This ensures the signs are reusable and kept in good order for a lengthy period. Tenancy inquiries. Qualifying questions to ask on first contact. It is always recommended to ask qualifying questions before you rush and hop into the car. Qualifying prospective tenants means deciding whether they have the necessary qualities or have met all of the criteria to be considered for a tenancy. The first contact you will have with a prospective tenant may be over the phone, via email, or face-to-face. Not everyone that contacts you about a rental property you are advertising will be suited to the property, so you will need a set of questions to ask each person when they first contact you. Having set out the questions or a script will help you quickly identify whether the person interested in the property will be suitable for the property and the tenancy or not. The tenancy includes the type of tenancy, fixed term or periodic rent payments, and other terms and conditions. Here are examples of questions you may choose to ask. When do you plan to move? Why are you moving? How many people will be living in the house? Do you have any pets? Have you been involved in any tenancy disputes? Warning, discrimination. Discrimination is when one person is treated less favorably than another person in similar circumstances. Discrimination is prohibited by the following laws. The Residential Tenancies Act, 1986, New Zealand Bill of Rights, 1990, Human Rights Act, 1993. The RTA, 1986, makes it unlawful for anyone to discriminate when considering whether to grant a tenancy or deciding to continue, extend, vary, or terminate a tenancy. This is covered in more detail later in this guide. Warning, Health and Safety at Work Act, 2015. A residential rental property is regarded as a place of work when the property manager or owner contractor is on site, or a contractor is on site. When you list a property for rent, you must check the risks which could cause harm to people who visit the property on your invitation. They are visiting the property for your work purposes, so you have to have this obligation under the Act, because in this situation, the property is your place of work. Arranging a viewing time with existing tenants. Under Section 48(3) of the RTA 1986, the landlord or the property manager acting as your agent can show prospective tenants to a property even if the tenants moving out are still living there. However, they must first have obtained a consent form from the tenant for the viewing, and the viewing must be at a reasonable time. Under Section 48(3)(a), the tenant is not allowed to withhold his or her consent for entry to the property unreasonably. However, they may give their consent subject to reasonable conditions. This means that you have to liaise with the tenant to find a suitable time for the viewing. Showing the property. Individual showings. Individual showings are where you show the interested party through the property at the time of day that is convenient for both of you and the existing tenant. The existing tenant may require 48 hours notice as per the Residential Tenancies Act. There is nothing more frustrating than travelling to a property for the tenant not to keep their appointment. A reminder, confirmation text is strongly recommended. Instructions regarding SMS shortcuts and suggestions for the use of other messages, please go to SMS shortcuts. Be at least 15 minutes early, having the keys, application forms and spare pens. When you're at the property, explain to the potential tenant when the property will be available and how much it is and how much is the rent. Then answer any questions that the prospect may have. If they show interest, encourage them to fill out the tenancy application form on the spot if possible. If they take away the application form, please follow it within 24 hours to see if they are still keen or not. Once you have filled in the application form, advise the tenant that you will get back to them after you have been able to contact the referees. This ideal time is no longer than 48 hours, otherwise there is a good chance they will find another property. Open to show. If you think that the property will be popular with prospective tenants, then it may be ideal to advertise an open to show for the property. This is where you have set a fixed time of the day that you can show one or more people through the property at this time. This will need to be pre-arranged with the existing tenant, and you'll have to advise the existing tenant of the following. You will require access to the property for half an hour for the open to show. The tenant is to have the place looking tidy. The tenant is to hide any valuables as a safety precaution. Preferably, they are not at the showing. If they are, they should take a low profile. Have all of those who come to view the property fill out a simple showing register to record contact details and to get feedback after the showing. At the showing, explain to all potential tenants when the property will be available and how much is the rent. Then answer any questions that they may have. If they show interest, encourage them to fill out the tenancy application form on the spot if possible. If they take away the application form, please follow it up within 24 hours to see if they're still keen or not. Once you have filled in the application form, advise the tenant that you'll get back to them after you've been able to contact their referees. The ideal time is no longer than 48 hours, otherwise there is a good chance they will find another property. It is also advisable to take a register of the names and phone numbers of people attending the open to show so you can follow up to get feedback for the owner. Note, sometimes there will be prospective tenants that cannot make the showing. For instance, you may need to still carry out individual showings afterwards. Have the prospective tenant fill out the whole application, but do not hesitate to give them a call if any information is missing. Owner feedback. It's very important to proactively communicate with the owner about how finding the tenant is going. Trade Me Weekly Property Activity Report. Trade Me Weekly Report is an ideal opportunity and catalyst to report to owners of the tenanting of the property. It gives a total number of views, number of email inquiries, and you can add the feedback from showings, and quite quickly the owner can see how the property is being received by the market. There is a high number of views. If there is a high number of views and no inquiries, you will need to address the asking rent with the owner. Tenancy application. Direct all interested parties to complete the online tenancy application form. It can be accessed by Pukeko website advert, which has links for online applications, Trade Me advert and clicking on the link, or you can provide by text or email a link. All applications will be found in the TPS portal, with the benefit that the prospect cannot send unless they have completed it completely. Advertising for results. Trade Me for Rent, key features for creating a great Trade Me advert. Online application form, static on web server. Summary of the property, headline grabber, detailed description and bullet format, pets, no pets, expectations, term, rent, bond, contact details, email, mobile, 20 quality photographs. This helps eliminate time wasters and non-qualifying tenants. Trade Me allows 20 photographs, front of the house, back of the house, side of the house, any special features, kitchen, dining, lounge, bathroom, laundry, hallway, master bedroom, ensuite, all other bedrooms. Good photos make renting easy. Explanation of a showing agreement for prospective tenants or purchasers. The issue of showing premises causes a considerable amount of trouble for both landlords and tenants. Section 48.3 says, in effect, when showing premises either to prospective tenants or purchasers, a tenant cannot refuse access but can place reasonable conditions on the entry. A tenant must accept a limited breach of privacy and the landlord must exercise the entry at all times to be convenient for both. If an impasse results, both parties should ring Tenancy Practice Service for assistance. The best protocol for dealing with the sale of a rented premises is the vendor or a selling agent prepares a prospective showing schedule, then the property is, if the property is not managed, presents it to the tenant. If the property is managed, then the landlord or the selling agent presents the schedule to the property manager managing the tenancy, who in turn presents the schedule to the tenant for comment. It is vitally important that the vendor has the selling agent, that if the vendor has a selling agent, which is common, then the selling agent finds out if the property is rented and works through the managing agent, property manager, for access. This is because the managing agent, property manager, has a duty under the RTA to protect the tenant's peace, private and comfort. And if the vendor's selling agent should cause a breach of the tenant's peace, privacy and comfort, and doing so cause the managing agent, property manager, to be sued, it will involve the selling agent having to reimburse the managing agent for any ward or compensation or exemplary damages not exceeding $2,000 or both. 3. The tenant responds to the showing schedule and hopefully both parties come to agreement. 4. If the parties cannot agree on the terms of the showing schedule, then the landlord files an application to the Tenancy Tribunal seeking an order at that times and dates be set to bind both parties.